Moving on to agenda item number four, discussion and possible action on adoption of strategic plan by Aaron Abel, Water Services Manager.
Good morning, Karen.
We see your slides, Aaron.
All right. Thank you. Good morning, Chair, Board of Directors. The purpose of this item is to present updates and changes to the current strategic plan and ask for the board to adopt the FY 2021 strategic plan for the authority. We do have a resolution to formally adopt the strategic plan at the end of the presentation. The BRA strategic plan outlines the direction of the organization. It sets our goals, objectives, and strategies to ensure that we as an organization are on the path to meet our mission to develop, manage, and protect the water resources of the Brazos River Basin. All facets of the day-to-day operations of the BRA can be linked back to the strategic plan, and the plan constantly adjusts our projects and is used as a compass to make sure that we are successful in our mission and goals. Our proposed strategic plan was included in the agenda packet. I will say that the plan is reevaluated and updated each year as part of the budget process. Our current plan for FY 2020 is posted on our website. Now I'll go through the proposed strategic plan for FY 2021 and highlight the updates to the plan, which are represented in red in this presentation. Our mission statement is included in the plan, which reads that the Brazos River Authority exists to develop, manage, and protect the water resources of the Brazos River Basin. Our guiding principles are quality people, you know, the right people for the right job, integrity and respect, commitment to service and stewardship, innovation and continuous improvement. I will now scroll through the remainder of the proposed plan and highlight the proposed changes that we have for this year. And please stop me if anybody has questions about anything as we go through these. I'm going to go through these in a systematic manner, but please stop me if you have any questions. This is the first update and change here on page 12. Over the last year, we did complete a natural resource inventory at PK that was previously an objective under the state and federal programs for the protection of water resources, aquatic life, and overall water quality. We also added both the Integrated Water Resources Plan and the BRA Properties Master Plan as upcoming projects that could identify conservation, restoration opportunities, and potentially contribute to the preservation of aquatic habitat of sensitive species and or provide mitigation opportunities. We have added the state flood planning process as another strategy that we'll be involved with, similar to the state water planning process. Several bills coming out of the last legislative session form the state flood planning process that will be led by the Texas Water Development Board. This will be similar to the state water planning process with a bottom-up approach in developing plans to analyze impacts and develop potential strategies to mitigate flood impacts throughout the state. Under maintaining transparency, we added utility consumption reporting that is required under the Texas government code. And then we've updated our goals as it relates to our workforce to include these changes here and added additional information in our strategies to recruit and develop talent. And And then finally, we've added the needs assessment to identify potential solutions to space and functional limitations of the current space dedicated to the Environmental Services Department under the goal of ensuring a safe working environment. And I think that is the last slide, and I'll entertain any questions if anybody may have
before the resolution. Madam Chairman, this is Jeff Tallis. I want to tell Aaron and David that I think this is a great strategic plan. I think y'all have done a great job in the past and continuing to work on it. And I just want to say congratulations because I think it's a fabulous job.
Appreciate it. Director Tallis.
Aaron, this is Director Savage. I was just curious if you could give a little bit of an update on that, the flood planning aspect, which is, you know, all new, and how the two upper and lower basins, and how much participation will we have in that?
Yes, I can speak to that question a little bit. So as the Texas Water Development Board started forming, the process, there are going to be two different, what's called regional basins, I guess you would say, the upper part of the basin, which extends from Possum Kingdom upstream, and then a lower Brazos Basin, if you will, from essentially upstream of PK all the way down to the Gulf of Mexico. And as the regional water planning process and the state water planning process works, the flood planning process is going to be very similar. They're going to develop regional plans and that will essentially build towards a state flood plan. And we are, based on the rules, we are required as a river authority to have a representation on both of those regional planning groups, regional flood planning groups. So, you know, we are going to have membership on those two regional flood planning groups. And then also we have submitted, our nomination to be what's essentially an administrative agent to the lower Brazos Basin regional flood planning group. We are an administrative agent for the Brazos G regional water planning group. And so it's going to be very similar to that process other than, we're going to be looking at the potential flood planning and mitigation strategies, et cetera, that could help, entities all across the basin. So that is something that we've submitted our information to the Texas Water Development Board. And I think what's going to happen over the next couple months, I still think the Texas Water Development Board is still trying to get some representation, to fill out on both of those plans or the planning groups. There's all different types of interest groups that they have to have representation on in both of these flood planning groups. And so I think they did extend the nominee period for that process. And I can't recall exactly when that's going to close, but it is going to close in the next probably weeks to months. And then they're going to start forming the actual regional flood planning group membership and start the process. I don't know if anyone else.
Yeah, Aaron. The same. Can y'all hear me first of all?
Yeah. Matt, okay, Matt.
I hope so. So we started participating in the flood planning process when they were developing their rules. And the main comment that we had when we jumped in on that was they initially were going to create a regional planning group that was made up of the entire Brazos Basin, all one huge regional planning group. And our comment to them on that was that is unrealistic. It's unwieldy. That planning group would be too large. And the flooding issues from the top of our basin to the bottom of our basin are so different. They deal with different types of flooding. So we were successful in getting them to adopt planning groups where they have one for the upper and one for the lower, as Aaron described. We have asked to be the admin agent for the lower, and then we've submitted nominations of me to represent BRA on the lower, and Mike McClendon will represent BRA on the upper. And as Aaron said, the biggest issue I think the board has run into in terms of where they are in process is that they lack some participation. They had to extend the deadline to see if they could get more people to volunteer, and I can't speak to why that is, but You know, the initial deadline was July 2nd, and they've had to move it out. I don't know for how long, but they had trouble getting enough people for all the different planning groups. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes once they can fill all the seats.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions or comments for Aaron?
Hi, this is Tracy LaChance. Aaron, great job on putting this together. I have a question and a comment. My first question would be, is this strategic plan communicated outside of the BRA internal group?
Yeah, I think I can. I mean, we post the plan, you know, on our website, and we, you know, we do communicate that, I think, to our customer base. And so, you know, we're transparent in that regard. I don't know if anyone else I could better answer Director LaChance's question.
Well, I would just say that you have a great message, and the mission statement and the guiding principles and then everything that follows. I think you have a very strong message in who we are and how we hope to achieve it. So I would send that message out in any way possible that you can. My comment to that in addition would be that just in general, we have strategic plans to kind of as a compass to help us. I would say that if you want to think back the last 5 or 6 months, that we're all working under uncertain terms and in different ways. And my perception is that you, David, you and your staff have done this impeccably. We're still providing all the same services, the commitment to service, our continuous improvement, your people are all still working. I think that's a very big accomplishment. It's one thing to put a strategic plan on paper. It's a big accomplishment if you can actually enact it in not just normal terms. So congratulations to all of you.
Director LaChance, David Collinsworth here. I really appreciate those comments. And during the time of COVID, I think everybody on the call and everybody in our organization and all the people that we're surrounded by had different types of stresses. And I commend the folks of our organization because they rolled up their sleeves, they put our business continuity into action, and did an outstanding job. The strategic plan that's before you runs parallel with our budget process that starts early in the year. So our managers spend a significant amount of time making sure that the direction that the organization is going from a project perspective lines up with where we are in our budget initiative. So we certainly appreciate your comments.
All right. Seeing no other questions or comments.
Director Luton, I have a question.
Okay.
What organizations or groups are qualified to serve on these flood groups?
I couldn't tick them off the top of my head, but it's very similar to, and I can send you a list. It's similar to what's in the regional water planning group. So it's cities, it's major water users. I believe that counties may have a place on there. Obviously, river authorities, public interest, environmental interest. So it's similar to what's in the regional water plan. But I'll get you a list. I can send you what's actually in the statute.
Well, don't forget to dumb it down because I'm an Aggie.
I'll send it to you verbatim out of the statute. You'll get it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
Henry.
Is there somebody else out there making a comment? Okay. Seeing that there are no other comments, Aaron, can you read the resolution, please?
Yes, ma'am. Be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that the strategic plan, including the mission statement, guiding principles, goals, objectives, and strategies, be approved and adopted as presented at the July 27, 2020 meeting.
You have heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
Ford Taylor, I move for adoption.
Jim Lattimore, I second.
Who was that second?
Jim Lattimore.
Mr. Lattimore, second. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Taylor?
Yes.
Director Abraham?
Yes.
Director Boren?
Yes.
Director Fernandez?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Ruiz? Director Ruiz?
Yes.
Director Savage?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.